He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning, June the 12th. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we're going to finish up the week on a down note. That's not a good way to start a new weekend, but it's the way it is. The Dow is down 75 points right now. The Dow is at 17,964. Looks like it will be a struggle all day long to try to maintain, to recapture that 18,000 level. We'll see if we can do that before the day is over. The S&P 500 is down 9 right now. The S&P 500 is at 2,099. There's another battle raging to recapture that 2,100 and to plant that new high flag. Well, not quite, but we've been at or near new highs now for quite some time. The NASDAQ's down 17 right now, 5,064. Crude oil, one of the reasons the market's down. The market has been taking its cue. I've noticed that the biggest factors every day in the market seem to be number one, Greece, which wasn't good. IMF walks out, gets up and walks out. You ever had that happen? I've had that happen a few times where people, the negotiations were going so badly that they just get up and walk out. And that's the way it is in Greece, between Greece and the IMF right now. That's a big factor. Crude oil is a big factor. The market seems to be taking one of its cues from crude oil, which is down 1.4% today, $59.91. Gold seems to have little impact on the markets. Gold is at $11.81. Interest rates are having an impact on the markets, believe me. They're off a little bit today, 2.38%. And the euro is at 1.1227. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, things have only gotten worse in Europe. Will there be a Grexit? Will the Greeks leave? Or will they be asked to leave the European Union? Nobody really thinks that in the end that's going to happen. But let's just say at this point in time, the two sides, there's a wide gulf. You could drive an aircraft carrier in between the two sides. There's such a wide gulf between them. And it got so bad on last Thursday, that the IMF officials got up and just walked out, throwing up their hands. That's it. I've had it. No more. And we'll see where that all ends. But it doesn't seem like the Greeks seem to be willing to bend whatsoever to the reforms that they're being asked to put forth, for the changes. You know, the average person retires in his low 50s in Greece. Heck, I would have been retired several years ago by now. And the European Union, of course, Greece does not have the economy to support that with lifelong pensions guaranteed from the age of 50 until death, and they want to see some reforms so that they can run a country that at least isn't spending more than they take in every single year. Of course, who are we to talk here in the United States? But that's the way it is. Greece doesn't have a printing press like we do, and Greece can't really go out and borrow like we do. They pay about 12-13%, somewhere in there, to borrow money. Meanwhile, the U.S. dollar remains tame for now, one of the big concerns in the first quarter of this year, and to some extent, the second quarter of this year. That's finally cooled off, that run in the U.S. dollar. But the Greek issue, I would say, probably is front row center right now. That's the number one issue on the market's mind right now, and it's the biggest issue weighing down the markets. We're in the seventh year of the problems in Greece, and it would be nice to get that behind us. Meanwhile, the German 10-year yield has been rising lately. You've been watching interest rates rise here in America. We almost got up to 2.45, headed towards 2.5 the other day. We've settled down a little bit. We're in the 2.37 range. I've seen a lot of nightmare scenarios painted about the future of the bond market. It'll be interesting to see how that all plays out. And like I say, I'll be watching that from the sidelines. China's having a pretty good week. Even with a triple-digit down day, China is in the green today. The MSCI at some point is going to increase exposure to those Chinese A shares. Right now, they're kind of using it as leverage. Hey, China, if you'll do this, we'll do this. And I think China is going to come around because they want their markets more exposed to global investors like myself and like others that would be investing in their markets if we had greater access to them. But I think at some point in time, the MSCI will be adding more China exposure, and that can only be bullish for some of these Chinese ETFs like ASHR and even the Hong Kong exchanges and ASHS and others. And I've been talking about a lot of those Chinese ETFs recently. And I've been breaking them down into the individual stocks, which I think are going to become more and more household names over time. Instead of everybody talking about AIG, they'll be talking about Ping An. And instead of everybody talking about Citigroup, they'll be talking about Bank of China and Construction Bank of China and other big, giant companies that make up the China Stock Exchange. We've had a pretty good week for economic reports. That should bode well. We'll have to see what impact all of this has had on the earnings estimates for 2015, 2016. 2015 can be called the year where earnings leveled off. The rise in earnings, which has been taking place since 2009, has helped push the markets to new all-time highs. But those earnings are going to have to continue to rise in order for the bull market to continue. And I'm updating you every single week. There's not a reason in the world to not know where we're at in the economy, where we're at in the earnings climb that we've seen since 2009. Because therein lies the key to the future of the bull market. How important is that to you if you're a 401k investor at work? If you're trying to grow your IRA or your college funds, is it still time to have your pedal on the metal and riding this bull market for as long as it will go? Or is it time to start pulling back and bracing yourself, battening down the hatches for a looming bear market? Well, I update that every single week. I made a bull call in 2009. I have not retracted it as of last Friday, but I revisit that every single week. I made a bear call on the bond market for the first time in a long time earlier this year, and that bear call has proved to be fairly accurate, as interest rates have headed up, but I believe they have a lot further to go. You ain't seen nothing yet, so if you're standing on the tracks and holding on, and your advisor is saying, hey, you know, we've got a scientifically tested theory called asset allocation and efficient frontiers that say you should maintain a mix of stocks and bonds, that's up to you. I see a freight train headed for the bond market. There's already been pretty big mess so far, and I think it's only going to get worse from here. Meanwhile, we're updating. The app goes out, crawls through the market, under the barbed wire, through thick and thin, taking mortar fire every single day. And what does it bring back to me and all the subscribers to the app and all the people that follow the rankings every day? It brings back to me whether or not to be in the market, whether or not to be in stocks or bonds, both or neither, what indexes to be in, what sectors to be in, and what individual stocks possess those traits that I so value here in my investing process. Those traits are relative strength, flourishing in today's economy, today's world, and still making sense from a valuation point of view. There's no better way to teach a subject than to give living examples from today's market, not from 10 years ago. Hey, had you bought this stock 10 years ago when it possessed these traits, you could have made a fortune. No, instead, let's look at some stocks today. No guarantees. That's all we can do is search for those valuable traits that are so hard to find in the market. Give a few examples. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
said the right thing.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, one of the most important things that I update every week, well, I update it daily in my app, Best Stocks Now app, but I also update it weekly in my newsletter. Once we've decided that stock bond mix, which right now I believe 100% stocks, next we have to narrow it down into areas of the market, stock market, world stock markets, global markets. Why shouldn't we give markets around the world an equal chance on a relative basis to prove that you're the best index in the world or one of the best indexes in the world? Let's give everybody a fair shot. And that's what I do in my app, and I'm adding all the time. All these A-share stocks in China were not available to the average investor about 9 months ago. And now we're adding a lot of these individual A-share stocks from the Shanghai Exchange into the app, and they're rating pretty well. And the Chinese market itself is one of the top-ranked indexes in the world. Now, that's a significant sea change from the last several years. I have avoided. Now, when we were coming out of this recession, the Great Recession back in 2009, I had a pretty hefty position in the Chinese index FXI. I did very well with it. But markets, economies, indexes, they go through cycles. Asset classes go through cycles. And that Chinese cycle came to an end somewhere late in 2010, and I stepped aside, and the Chinese indexes sunk to the bottom of the index ladder, and they remained there until late last year. They actually made a couple of false moves, which I nibbled at, but then they finally started to emerge, and I believe a lot of it has to do with making these shares available to investors around the world. That's a major sea change, and all of a sudden I saw the Chinese indexes, whether it's the Fidelity China Region Mutual Fund, whether it's the Chinese, several of them out there, exchange-traded funds like ASHR, which gives you exposure to the A-shares, or whether it's individual stocks that trade in China, or whether it's ADRs that trade here in the U.S. There's all these different ways to play this gigantic move in China. You know, a lot of these stocks in China have the kind of growth prospects that our companies had, some of our more mature companies had many years ago. A lot of these companies are growing by 20, 25, 30% per year. The stock I'm going to feature next is actually a stock that trades here on the U.S. Stock Exchange. It trades on the New York Stock Exchange under the symbol JD. And you can go to their website, JD.com, to just get a flavor of what this company is all about. It's a miniature, Baba, Alibaba. It sells retailers different things on their website, JD.com. And this is no fly-by-night company. This is a $52 billion company. And there's another thought out there. I mean, as soon as you hear me say the word China, you think, oh boy, accounting issues, communism, socialism, corruption. Yeah, well, a lot of that fits, all right? But at the same time, China is making a lot of efforts to try to come into the 21st century. And their stock market, and look how far they have come with capitalism in China, although I'm sure it's dominated by some major players over there. I'm sure it's not that easy for the average guy to all of a sudden open up a business and start competing on an open marketplace with very few barriers. I'm sure it's tough. But there have been some giant companies that have emerged, like JD.com, which is now a $52 billion company. They're a Chinese retailer offering a wide selection of authentic products That word authentic. Nothing about counterfeit here. Well, I guess we're just going to have to trust them on that. Via JD.com and mobile applications. Now, this thing came public in 2014. It's in a lot of the exchange-traded funds that buy Chinese stocks. I pointed out in April of this year the beautiful chart pattern that this thing was tracing out. In fact, let's look at the stock on the beststocksnowapp.com and look at the comments that I've made. And I've made three since it came public. Back in August of 27, that wasn't a very good one. I said it looks very, very interesting here. No position. I always disclose whether I own it or not. That's all I said, was it was looking interesting, and I didn't buy it. Then it started to swoon. And it built a very beautiful, what we would call a saucer shape on a one-year chart. And then it formed a little handle. And in March 24th of this year, boy, I called that pretty good. I said, interesting move in JD today, no position. But this thing really is looking interesting. It's up considerably since then. And then I bought it recently in my mid-cap, my moderate risk profile, which as of last Friday was up, almost 9%, I think. Let's see, it's right now. Before fees, it's up 10.1%. After fees, when you take out my piece of the action for managing this stuff, it's up 8.9% year-to-date, that moderate risk profile. That's pretty good. You know, the market's only up, the S&P 500 is now up about 2.5. The Dow's up 1.3. So I'm pretty proud of that, those results that we've put up in that moderate risk profile, which I have a lot of my clients since I started that moderate risk profile at the beginning of the year. And it's done very, very well so far, well ahead of the market. JD.com is one of the components. It is, let's see what kind of a weighting. It should be about 3.5%. 3.3% position. Now it's a 3.6% position as it continues to grow. Now, the relative strength is heating up big time here. The stock is breaking out to new highs even on a day when the market's down triple digits. This stock also has a pretty decent valuation ratio. It's trading at 20 times forward earnings, and it's expected to grow by 40% per year. That gives it a PEG ratio of 0.52. Now, I currently have 4,129 different stocks, indexes, mutual funds, ETFs to choose from. JD comes in at number 113, and it is one of the stocks that I currently own in my moderate risk profile. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement
with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've talked about the impact that Greece is having on the markets, which is a pretty heavy impact. You know, I think we would be a better world if we could get that solved one way or another. Either give them the money and continue to string this thing out. I don't know. I think they need to come to some kind of final resolution. You know, let's get this behind us. It's not really right that one country like this, who is an elected and a communist government, is holding the rest of the world hostage. Markets hostage, European markets hostage, U.S. markets hostage, big banks hostage, the International Monetary Fund hostage, the European Union, the European Central Bank. Let's get it solved for heaven's sakes. The U.S. dollar has settled down finally. That run that cost us quite a bit in earnings in the first quarter of this year, that looks to be something that's in the rearview mirror, which should be bullish for the market going forward. In fact, this week in my newsletter, I'm going to be talking about a lot of stocks that are breaking out to new highs right now. We heard about this big breakout from the prison up in New York, and the guys are still on the loose. Well, while they were breaking out, there's been a lot of stocks breaking out to the upside, and I'll be talking about that phenomenon, what I mean by breakout, and how significant that is, and how important a factor it plays. And what a great indicator it is for stocks going forward. Where are those breakouts occurring? On the other side of the coin, you have breakdowns. Where are those breakdowns occurring? That's the side of the street you don't want to be on. You want to be on the breakout side of the street. How's the economy going? I'll give you an update in my newsletter. This week, can earnings continue to grow here in America? Because if they can't, then this over 6-year-old bull market is coming to a halt. We've talked about China. China's on fire, and it continues on fire. And a lot of people I hear talking about how expensive it is. Well, you know what? It depends on which stocks you own. I find a lot of stocks in that China index that are cheaper than U.S. stocks, and they're growing much faster than U.S. stocks. So it all comes down to the, you know, what you're investing in. But overall, the Chinese index is definitely one of the leading indexes in the world right now. And we just went through the best stocks now example. Hey, I sent an article off to Seeking Alpha the other day. And first we went through a nice description of what the company does. And then we went through the valuation of it. And then we went through the relative strength in the editor. I've written, I don't know, hundreds, maybe several hundred articles. All of a sudden they've got some new gung-ho editor on my watch that says, hey, your best stocks now app doesn't prove anything. It's not really relevant in the analysis of a stock. All right. That's why he's writing articles, you know, generally speaking, editors and whatnot. They don't know a whole lot about the stock market, but that's what they said. So we'll see how they deal with it going forward, because I'm going to continue to write articles like I've written for them in the past. If they would take a look, if they had the common sense to say, okay, let's make a list of the stocks that Gunderson has written about for us here at Seeking Alpha. And if they would write down the price of the stock when I talked about it and when I wrote the article, and next to it wrote the current price, they might find that the Best Stocks Now app does indeed have something to do with the performance, hopefully. I'm not saying it's a predictor, but we've come up with some pretty big winners that we fed to Seeking Alpha. I have a lot of followers on Seeking Alpha that thinks that the valuation of a stock, it's not the app that I'm showing, it's the valuation of the stock that I'm showing. Hello? Are you trying to tell me that the valuation of a stock is not relevant? And I'm showing the relative performance of the stock versus the S&P 500 in a very simple, easy to understand way. And that's not relevant? You know, not looking at a baseball manager's track record, why would that not be relevant? Looking at a CEO's track record of running his company, why would that not be relevant? Nope, they said, I'd have to find the email they sent, but they said, really what you're showing us on your Best Stock Now app is not relevant. We need information that has something to do, you know, with the stock. So you're telling me that valuation has no relevance. And I try to put the valuation in a simple way that almost anybody can understand. You know, I've seen research reports that are 120 pages long on one stock. You know what I'm looking for in the end? I want to know whether the stock is undervalued, fully valued, or overvalued. And I want to know whether I should buy, sell, or hold it. That's what I want to know. I don't need 150 pages of data. That to me is a, you know, they're doing that for their own ego or something to write a 150-page research report on a company. I want to get right to the bottom line. But they say valuation and performance aren't relevant. Well, okay. Let's take a look here at a stock from the irrelevant Best Stocks Now app and see where it comes in from a valuation and a performance point of view. Let's begin with performance. Okay, this is a stock that I would put in the turnaround category. This is a stock that amassed a ton of debt and remained at $1 a share for many, many years. In fact, as recently as 2013, this stock was $1 per share with a noose hanging around their neck called billions of dollars in debt. Even as we look at it today, let's see what their debt-to-equity ratio is. Yeah, they still have quite a bit of debt, but they're working their way out of it. It's a company that's now no longer $1 per share. It's now a company that's $8.96 per share. It's now an $8.8 billion mid-cap company, but I think there's a lot of room there. I think someday it could grow up and become a big-cap stock. After all, they own 4,570 retail drug stores in 31 states, offering prescription drugs, convenience products, and cosmetics. The name of the company is Rite Aid. And it's one of the companies that I own, one of the stocks that I own in my moderate risk profile. And it's one of the stocks that I found using my irrelevant app, which searches for value and searches for relative performance and brings them together in one nice package, which Seeking Alpha says is irrelevant. Maybe Seeking Alpha is irrelevant. When I see some of the headlines in Seeking Alpha, it's like anybody can write articles for them these days. I don't know. Oh, well. Rite Aid currently has some pretty good performance going on at the company. Over the last 5 years, believe it or not, this stock is up 51% per year. Well, the market's only up 14% per year. Is that relevant? Heck yes. Over the last 3 years, Rite Aid has been going up at a pace of 96.5% per year, while the market's only going up by 17% per year. Is that relevant? You better believe it is. And over the last 12 months, Rite Aid is up 19%, while the market's up 8.5%. It gets a performance grade of B+, and more importantly, a momentum grade of A. Is that relevant? You better believe it. How about from a valuation point of view now? I like to look at that PEG ratio. I like to compare the forward PE versus the anticipated growth rate of the company. If it's trading at 1 or less, that means that the stock is trading at a discount to its growth rate. Is that relevant? To a growth investor, that's one of the most relevant factors that I can think of. The irrelevant Best Stocks Now app currently shows RAD, R-A-D, with a PEG ratio of 0.63. See, I can get salty from time to time, especially when some editor that probably just got out of college is telling me that valuation and relative performance isn't relevant anyways. Rite Aid, out of 4,129 stocks, comes in at number 109 on a relative basis. And it is one that we own here in the moderate risk profile because it's a moderate risk type of stock. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money?
Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta? Just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, I'll tell you a little story about never say never. There was a time I said, I'll never write another article for thestreet.com. They got some snippy editor that wanted to make things tough. And I just said, okay, well, I'm just not sending any more articles to you guys. But I guess they got a new editor or something, and we're writing articles again for thestreet.com, along with marketwatch.com, townhall.com, and seekingalpha.com. And now I've got a little rift going on with Seeking Alpha. But let me tell you a little story. I grew up, my father, one of his pastimes was taking the family to the racetrack on Saturday, the horse races. So I can remember from the time I was a little boy, being in the infield at Santa Anita, you know, watching the big cap, or driving across the border to Agua Caliente and watching the horses down there. And I enjoyed it. It was a good outing. They had good food and there was excitement and everything. So when the horses come to Del Mar in the summertime here, that's one of the nicest tracks in the world. And we love to go up on a Saturday morning. We have a friend, a good friend, that's one of the trainers at Del Mar, and he's got his stable there. We love to go up on a Saturday morning, get up early, get up there around 6, 6:30 in the morning, watch the horses work out, visit the horses in his barn. We've had a few ourselves. Watch them do their morning run and eat in the track kitchen on the backstretch and hang out with the jockeys and the trainers and the owners and everybody else. And I can remember Victor Espinosa, who's become famous here recently for winning the Triple Crown on American Pharoah, who we saw win his first race at Del Mar last year. I can remember his agent at the time was Tony Matos, and Victor Espinosa had a big falling out with Bob Baffert. This was maybe 4 or 5 years ago. My wife and I were talking about this the other day. Tony Matos said Victor Espinosa will never ride for Baffert again. Baffert will never put Victor Espinosa on another Baffert horse. Well, that was 5 years ago. Who won the Triple Crown here recently? It was Bob Baffert with Victor Espinosa riding a horse for Eddie Zayat, who also fired Baffert at one time as his trainer. So never say never. They all smoked the kumbaya pipe and came together and won the Triple Crown with American Pharoah. Well, you know, I'm just looking at some of the articles I've written for SeekingAlpha.com this year. I wrote about Variant Pharmaceuticals. Man, that's one of the best stocks in the entire market. I wrote about Actavis, also one of the best, cheapest stocks in the market. I talked about Hasbro, which has broken out to new all-time highs. I wrote an article about AutoZone, which has been one of the great stocks of the last decade. I wrote about Mylan Labs, which has been in play with all kind of merger types of talk, M&A activity. I wrote about NXPI Semiconductors, which is one of the great Now, this, I'm not just cherry-picking here. This is every article I've written. Every one of these so far has been a big winner in the market. I wrote about Jack in the Box. I wrote about Avago Technology. I wrote about Cognizant Technology out of India. I talked about McDonald's, why it's a dog, and what they need to do to get customers back in their doors. I talked about Immersers Borgen, which has been kind of sideways lately, but still a great stock. I wrote about Dexcom, one of the greatest stocks in the market today. I wrote about Illumina, which has been breaking out here recently. And they're turning down my articles now because my Best Stocks Now app is irrelevant. Well, you know, what can I say? We'll give them another chance. Maybe we'll quit writing for just like Victor Espinosa and Baffert had their falling out and didn't talk to each other for a little while. I think I'm to that point with Seeking Alpha. But you know what? I've had this happen before, and then the next time it goes to a different editor and they readily accept it. But I'm not going to put a bunch of work into an article and then have them reject it because the information I gave is irrelevant. Anyways, that's my sour grapes for the day. Other than that, I couldn't be happier. The market's going up. We've got a 6-year bull market. It's the most hated bull market of all time. You haven't heard that here. I've enjoyed every single minute of it. And we're going to continue to enjoy every single minute of it as long as it continues. And that depends upon the expansion in the U.S. economy. But even more specifically than that, it depends on continued growth in earnings amongst the S&P 500 stocks, the NASDAQ stocks, and the Russell 2000 stocks, and the Dow stocks. That's what it depends on. And I'll be updating it all once again this week in my newsletter, the Best Stocks Now newsletter, which is full of irrelevant information, like model portfolios that are doing very, very well this year, well ahead of the markets, which have the collection of the best stocks in the market that I can find at the current time. My market outlook, which has been bullish since March 23rd, 2009, another irrelevant fact. And my bearish outlook on the bond market, my very bearish outlook on the bond market. I'm warning people. I warned 6 weeks ago to get off the tracks. I don't believe in the traditional asset allocation model. There's an element of stupidity in it, if you ask me. You can get the newsletter at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Or if you'd like to talk to us, if you'd like to enjoy life a little bit, I talk to people, they retire, they get a fifth wheeler. Hey, that's the way to enjoy life. Go around visiting the grandkids. Do you really want to be sitting in front of a computer watching 20-day moving averages and 50-day moving averages and companies missing their earnings reports and clinical trials not going well, clinical trials going well, stocks breaking out, stocks breaking down? Is that what you want to do in your retirement? Well, that's the burden I take off of your shoulders. I'm here every single day. This is what I love doing. Don't have the fifth wheeler. My fifth wheeler is parked right here in downtown San Diego, where I'm having a blast every single day managing money for folks all across America. 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody. Okay, have a nice weekend. Take care.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.